This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It is time for Blown Off, and we've got Kyle here. Kyle, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good. How are you doing, guys?
Hey, we're good. We're going to make any good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, Kyle. Kyle, are you getting blown off by somebody?
Yeah, I'm getting blown off pretty big time.
Oh, no.
That sucks. What happened?
Yeah.
I don't really know what happened, to be honest. I went to... Well, the girl's name is, her name's Dana.
Oh, that was going to be my first question. That's good.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of met through mutual friends, and we kind of decided to hang out together one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was pretty casual. We were just kind of going for drinks, kind of bouncing from bar to bar. To be honest, I don't know exactly what happened, because if I'm being completely straightforward, I definitely got pretty drunk that night.
Oh, no.
You know, that tends to happen when you go bar hopping. Hopping from bar to bar.
It happens.
All right. So you and Dana went bar hopping on your first date. You got pretty drunk. What do you remember?
Well, not much, to be honest. I remember having a good time, but then, I don't know, I remember being at this one bar, and we were talking about something, and I don't know if I said something, she said, I don't know. Really, what I really do remember is her at one point saying to me, like, okay, I'm just going to go. And then she just got up and left.
Uh-oh. Oh. And you don't remember, like, what happened, why she left?
I don't. I wish I did. I really don't remember. Yeah.
And did you go after her or something, or say, please don't leave, or?
No, I finished my drink.
good choice.
I don't know. She seemed kind of upset, at least from what I remember, but
yeah.
I kind of just let her go. I did. And then, I really, to be honest, at that point in the night, I was just so drunk, I just wanted to go home and just sleep it off.
Yeah, just pass
yeah,
out.
Totally.
All right, so you went home, and did you try to get in touch with her, maybe, like, and say, hey, yeah. what happened?
Well, the next day, I just kind of nursed my hangover all day and let it cool off. I mean, I was trying to remember exactly what happened.
Yeah.
The next day, I called her a couple times, left a message, you know, telling her, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I know I got really drunk. I don't know if I offended you or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can make it up to you, can you call back? She never called me back. I called again. I said, if you text, you know, no response. And then finally she got back to me and texted me. And I have it right here on my phone. It says, you're the biggest jerk I know. Don't call me.
Oh.
That probably is not a good sign.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All right.
So I didn't really listen to that, so I tried calling after I got that text, because I feel really bad, you know. I hate knowing that I might have said something to offend her or something like that.
Yeah.
But
all right.
Again, she texted me back. She's like, don't ever call me. I don't want anything to do with you.
Okay, all right. Kyle, listen, buddy, we gotta take a break, but you've piqued my curiosity. We're definitely going to call her now, and we're going to find out what's going on, what exactly you said in your drunken stupor to make her get up and leave and never want to talk to you again, okay?
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, no problem. What was it she wrote you back, Kyle?
You're the biggest jerk I know. Don't ever call me again.
You're the biggest jerk I know.
Definitely not sugarcoating anything.
Don't ever call me again. Yeah, you gotta get straight to the point.
Yeah.
So we're not going to let you call her, Kyle, but we will definitely call her and find out what's going on, okay?
Awesome.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. Don't say a word.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dana?
This is.
Dana, hey, how are you? It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Dana.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
We're just, we wanted to talk to you for a few minutes on the radio. Do you mind?
I don't mind, but I have a crazy feeling I know what this is.
You do?
You've been calling me for Blown Off.
Are we calling you for Blown Off?
Yeah.
What? I mean, have you been blowing someone off lately?
Well, number one, I listen to you guys. And number two, I have a feeling this has to do with a guy named Kyle, maybe.
You're pretty smart, Dana.
Yes. You're pretty smart for listening to the show and also, yeah, for figuring out. Yes, it's about, did you blow Kyle off?
Wait a second. Is Kyle with you guys? He's on the line.
Well, I mean, obviously, you listen to the show. You know how it works.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is going to be great.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
So, Dana, what did Kyle say to you to make you leave him at the bar?
Oh, no. I did not leave Kyle at the bar. he got really drunk, and I got a little tipsy too, and we were talking, and I got up and said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I get back from the bathroom. He's gone.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait. No. You said, you told me that you were just going to go.
No. I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. What? How do you confuse the two?
Wow, I was really drunk.
Yeah, really drunk. All right. Hang on one second. Nobody go anywhere. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't leave. Just hang on. Dana, tell us again what happened. You thought you went to the bathroom, but Kyle thought you left. What was the story exactly?
I didn't know that he thought I left, but she went to the bathroom and just like got up. We were having a good conversation. Said, I got to go to the bathroom. Came back. No Kyle. I sit there. I have a guy go and check on him in the bathroom, and then I finally figure out that he's gone. The bartender kind of let me know, too, that he took off. So I had to take a cab home.
Yeah, that's really embarrassing. Wait, so Dana, did you call him and were like, hey, did you leave, or what happened there?
I called him, and his phone went straight to voicemail, but it had died earlier that night, and I wasn't that surprised about that.
Oh, okay.
So wait a minute. You're sitting there, and you're talking, and you say, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
What were we talking about? I remember you saying specifically, okay, no, I'm going to go. I didn't remember.
I got to go.
Yeah, why did you think she was so mad, Kyle?
I don't know. Maybe people are usually mad at me. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So when she said, I got to go, you got up and you left as well.
Yeah. Well, again, I finished my drink.
No,
I'm sorry. You finished your drink. And then you went home. That's really, you must have been very drunk.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
He was.
Dana, and when you got back, I assume you were pretty angry that you had to take a cab home and pay the bar tab.
Well, not just the cab, but I got to pay our bar tab,
yeah,
too.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you were ditched and you had to pay for basically the whole date?
Yes. I tried to get a ride home, but my friends were all on dates with real men.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I understand maybe it's a drunk miscommunication, but that's seriously not okay.
So, Kyle, let me get this straight. You were so drunk that not only did you think Dana left you, but you walked out without paying your bar tab.
I guess so, man. I was wondering why I had so much money in my wallet.
Yeah.
Listen,
Dana, it seems like it just was a bad miscommunication.
Dana, will you give me another chance to make it up to you, Dana?
Well, Kyle wants another chance, Dana. Would you guys maybe if you just go to one bar?
I just don't even know.
Yeah, I would stay away from that if I were you. No offense, dude, but that's a little bit.
Megan, be quiet.
Look,
sorry, but like that's not okay. And like,
it was a mistake. Let me make it at the very least. Let me give you money. Let's meet up so I can give you your money for paying for the check.
Oh, that's good.
I don't want your
money. Why don't you meet up on the street so he can hand you a wad of cash?
Yeah, that doesn't
that's
look
romantic.
Sketchy at all.
All right, hang on one second, you two. 340-9595 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.